I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be.
Ooh, boy. Marjorie, do you know what this episode is?
No.
This is episode number 100 of Best to the Nest.
Shut up.
Really? I didn't know if you noticed that. I put that our little outline, and I was like, I don't think she notices, and so I'm just going to surprise her with this information while we're recording this episode. This episode of The Nest is our 100th episode, and it is so very exciting. Isn't this wonderful? What a great way to celebrate 2020.
And you know what I think of? It means the 100th time I've gotten to talk to you, which makes me so happy. That's so cool.
I know. 100 episodes. I think it's a really big day.
Big day. And we earlier this week, we were talking about how to get rid of the winter blahs. And so I wrote to Elizabeth and I said, you know, we need to talk about lemons, because lemons to me, it's so funny. Lemons to me represent summer, because I grew up in the Midwest. I don't even know if that makes sense. But here in Arizona, lemons are all about winter. I have a lemon tree in my back, and I cannot harvest these fast enough. I'm taking them to people at work. My mother took a bunch home to Chicago when she came. And so I wanted to talk about lemons, because I think it feels fresh. It feels light. I love the smell of citrus. And so I wanted to talk about that today.
I love that idea. It is a funny thing that citrus is in season in winter, but we associate it so much with summer. The most luxurious thing in life, like when I live another life, I will live somewhere where I have an avocado tree and citrus trees in my yard. When we were just in San Diego a couple of weeks ago, we were taking walks out in my best friend's neighborhood. And my kids were saying, what is that, Mama? And we said, that's an orange tree. And they just said, oh, my goodness. I mean, they were just beside themselves with joy. They couldn't believe it. And so you are living the life that I just cannot even imagine, is going outside and picking citrus. I can't even stand it.
It's pretty magical. And when I first moved to Arizona, I remember taking a walk with my husband, and I was exactly like Bernie and Frankie, but I was already an adult. When you would just look up and you're like, oh my God, those are limes. Those are limes on that tree. And it is super special. And the area, I live in a townhouse here, and when they built this little development, part of the master plan were citrus trees on every lot.
Yes.
So throughout our development, there are grapefruit trees and orange trees and lemon trees. So everybody's got a fruit tree on their property, at least one. Some have multiple. I just have one big lemon tree. But it is really special, because I go outside in the morning and I'll pick a couple of lemons, you know, for the day. I'll take them to work and put them in my water. But when you pick the lemon, the citrus oils just sort of spritz out a little bit.
Yes.
So it's just this wonderful smell of citrus. But we are overwhelmed with lemons. And so last weekend, I said to my son, we're going to make lemon curd. And you know me, I don't really bake or make anything. So what happened was, Campbell made lemon curd and I made fresh lemon drinks with vodka. So that's what I was doing while he was making the lemon curd. But you know what? I've never had lemon curd, Elizabeth.
No. I just had it last night.
How can I get you some of this lemon curd? I could overnight it to you, couldn't
you? You might be able to. I know. So you can buy it already made. I mean, you can buy it jarred. And I'm sure, I know fresh lemon curd is even better. I was at a restaurant last night and had a rosemary lemon cake. And it was this rosemary and lemon in this really lovely little kind of like yellow crumbly Italian cake. And then they cut out the center and fill it with lemon curd. And so then you
amazing.
Just eat it, and it is so luxurious and wonderful. And it's so funny that you bring this up, because I was with my mom and my sisters, and every one of us said, oh, I just love lemon curd. Oh, I'm reminded of how much I love it.
And I had never had it until we made it.
Whoa.
And it's light and fresh, because all it is it's butter, sugar, and eggs and lemon and a little lemon zest, lemon juice and a little lemon zest. So we squeezed our lemons, and then I zested the lemons, and it is delicious. So if you're craving that light feeling, even if you don't live in Arizona and you can't pick your own lemons, lemon curd, I think, is a great thing to sort of cook in the winter. It's wonderful. So I've been having it on toast every morning, and it's
And
really,
then Marjorie,
really
here's what else you should do with it. Do a little parfait. So just in a pretty little glass or something, layer in some, do some berries. So whatever kind of berries you have, some lemon curd, some fresh whipped cream, berries, lemon curd, fresh whipped cream.
Oh, and then I will do that.
If you can hit it with like a little bit of mint on the top, it is so fabulous and so simple and actually really like, I mean, there's sugar in it, but aside from that, it's a really pretty solidly healthy dessert.
Right. And then the drink we've been drinking, my mom got me hooked on this one, are lemon drops.
Yeah.
So we've been drinking those as well. So, and that's a super easy lemon drink with vodka. You can look up the recipe, super easy, but it's a great, again, it's sort of a spring-like drink. And I just think these are things that sort of get you through the winter.
Okay, a couple things that I think you should make as we are surviving the winter blahs. I was mentioning earlier this week that I was at this beautiful day spa, and at the spa, they had strawberry mango spa water, which I'd never had this version before. You know, of course you go and like have cucumber water or lemon water or whatever. But here was such a cool trick. They used a big vessel for the water, and then they put frozen mango and frozen strawberries in it. And just let it sit. And what was so great about it is you use the frozen fruit, so it's really easy and accessible. And then the frozen fruit keeps the water cold. And it tasted so good. My photographer and I just kept standing by the spout and pouring more and drinking it. And
I love that.
It was a little bit less of a bite than like a lemon water. And so it was just really refreshing and really wonderful. So use frozen fruit in that kind of spa water and make that. It was really great. And then there's a recipe from Ina Garten, who's the Barefoot Contessa, that I love really anytime, but I especially love it in the winter. They are cranberry orange scones. You and Campbell should make these, Marjorie.
Yeah.
This is just a super fabulous. I've been making this recipe for years. It's like in one of her original cookbooks, but we'll also link it up in the show notes for you. It is just that orange zest, so you get the citrus. And then it's dried cranberries and then a really lovely scone recipe with like a little bit of a glaze. And if you're having people over or you're doing a little brunch, you can also freeze them. They'll freeze really well if you wrap them up, and they just taste fresh and lovely while still getting like a cozy little baked good. So
I love
cranberry
that.
Orange scones. I mean, I was looking up the recipe online. I have it in a cookbook. And it's so funny when you look at every place it's posted, it has 5 stars. I mean, it really is that great of a recipe. So you know you're not going to make a mistake. So those are some fun little ways to get through the winter.
I only have 1 week left with Campbell because he's graduated and is moving to Chicago. So.
No!
Yeah, so I'll have to have him make them for me before he leaves.
That's a good plan. Oh, congratulations, Campbell.
Yay!
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write us a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest, or go to bestofthenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.